Joyce, mostly blind, toothless, obsessed with his money and his fame, worked heroically at Finnegan's Wake for 17 years and bragged that it would keep literary critics busy for 300 more. In this, he probably succeeded. The book is now hailed as a towering monument of experimental art and as one of the greatest novels ever written. According to Yale critic Harold Bloom, Finnegan's Wake is the one work of modern literature whose genius stands comparison to the masterpieces of Dante and Shakespeare. But there's a paradox about Finnegan's Wake. It's known as one of the greatest novels a human has ever penned. But it's also a novel that's so maddeningly hard and weird, one critic refers to it as an act of linguistic sodomy, that almost no one can stand to actually read it. I'm a literature PhD, and aside from a Joyce scholar I once knew, I've never met a single colleague who claims to have read the whole thing or has been greatly tempted to try. Finnegan's Wake's failure to attract actual readers, which seemed to genuinely surprise and disappoint Joyce, reflects a foundational truth about the art of storytelling. It works inside fairly narrow bounds of possibility. It's not something that can be endlessly rejiggered and re-engineered. We can imagine narrative transportation as an especially vulnerable brain state that's protected by a lock that tumbles open only to specific combinations. For as long as there have been humans, the ways of undoing the lock have been passed down through generations of storytellers. Going back to the earliest forms of oral folktales and moving forward through stage plays, printed histories, and modern YouTube shorts, the fundamentals of successful storytelling have not changed at all.